So last week we discussed the halachas of Pesukei Zimra, the different parts of Pesukei Zimra. We ended off with the type of hefsekim that are mutter in Pesukei Zimra in contrast to Birkas Kriyas Shema. Then there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch that discusses what happens when a person comes late to shul and he wants to daven b'tzibur, he's supposed to daven b'tzibur. So what should he do? What parts of Pesukei Zimra can be skipped in order to enable him to daven b'tzibur? So the goal over here is to daven b'tzibur. And we discussed tefillah b'tzibur, at least right now we're discussing davening tefillah b'lachash with b'tzibur. So he might not be able to say Birkas Kriyas Shema and Shema with him, he'll catch up. But by the time they reach Baruch Hashem Goel Yisrael, more or less, he wants to be able to be holding by them so he can daven b'tzibur. Now, so we allow him to skip certain parts of the Gezeirah Zimra in order to do that. And we have to discuss which parts to skip, what there's a Kedima. Obviously, what's more of an ikker part of Pesukei Zimra, that we're going to skip last or not skip at all, depending on the case. But what's more added on later on, or some of these different shitas, how much Pesukei Zimra involves. So what's more of an ikker part of Pesukei Zimra, that's higher on the list. And what got added on later, different minhagim, is going to be lower on the list. And that's the basic yesod behind the Seder, the Dilugim from Pesukei Zimra. So just to go through some basic inyanim, and Ashrei is considered the most chashuv, the pitul, the most chashuv part of Pesukei Zimra. And therefore, the minimum Pesukei Zimra is Baruch Shomer Ashrei Nishtaba. But it has a little bit more time, so the last Halleluka, which ends off Get Tehillim, Halleluka Hallelu Kelbo Kodsho, is next, as being most after Ashrei. Then there's more time, the middle Halleluka, which the Ebenezer writes, has a lot of sodos in it. So Hallelu Es Hashem Min HaShemayim, that's next. According to Rashi, the middle Halleluka and the last Halleluka, that is the Ikar Pesukei Zimra, together with Ashrei. So therefore, that is the next after Ashrei. So Ashrei, then the last Halleluka, then the middle Halleluka. One has more time than the other three Hallelukas. I'll have Kedima. So basically, these three steps of Ashrei and the last Halleluka and the middle Halleluka, and I guess the fourth step is all the other Hallelukas, that's all the main part of Pesukei Zimra, the main part, the Tehillim part of Pesukei Zimra. This is all the Tehillim part of Pesukei Zimra, with this complete kapitulach of Tehillim that are said. One has a little bit more time. Then we go to the second stage of Pesukei Zimra, and which is the Divrei Hayomim parts. By Baruch David, until the Halam Shem Tifartecha, that's the Divrei Hayomim part. That has next in Kedima. One has a little bit more time. Then we go back to Hodu, which also comes from Divrei Hayomim. Not the whole Hodu, but until V'yomu Cholam Amein, V'alil Hashem, that is the Divrei Hayomim part of Hodu. After V'alil Hashem, Romu and through Yehi Chavod, those are Pesukim Ulukatim, just a collection of different Pesukim throughout Tehillim. Although that is Tehillim, but it's not a full capital Tehillim, and that's going to be really the last on the list, because it's just, it's not an official straight capital of Tehillim. It's just a minhagim there added later on. So again, so far the first on the list was the Tehillim, the Kapitulach of Tehillim, and we had even a Seder within that, as we discussed. Next comes Divrei Hayomim by Baruch David first, and then Hodu. And then afterwards is the regular miscellaneous Pesukim at the end of the second half of Hodu and Yehi Chavod. Now obviously what we've skipped in so far was, this is what it explains in the Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim. But what's not really explained in the Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim, the main Nosei Kelim, is what about Mizmor L'Sodah, which we discussed earlier, that's such a chashuv part that it's not going to be nispatul l'sulavo, and also Shira. And Shira, when you say, is not just Oz Yoshev, but the Shira starts already from Vayosha, and even earlier, the part from Nehemiah, to Hashem Levadech, is already a hakdama into Shira. It's obviously Because Oz Yosher Vayosher is the main part, but there's also Hakdama that goes into it. So what about those parts that are not really explained by the Shulchan Aruch Hamah and the main Nosei Kelim? The Lechem Chamudos and the Yarava and others to discuss that. And so where do those fit in? So there's different shitas, and the Achra of the El Yarava is that after the Divi HaYomim parts, after Hodu, then comes Mizmor LeSoda and Shira, and whatever is connected to Shira, even the Hakadama of Shira. And then last but not least is the Pesukim Mulukata. So basically, Eli Rabba places Mizmor LeSoda at the end, although it is a Kapitel Tehillim, but it's not considered a main part of the official Pesukim de Zimra. And Shira, which is certainly not a main part of Pesukim de Zimra, because in fact, as Rambam writes in the Hissidah, he has it after Yishtabach, not even part of the Iker Pesukim de Zimra. And Eli Rabba proves some other Rishonim. That's not really a good part of that. Obviously, that doesn't take away from its chashivas. Once we are saying Pesukim de Zimra, obviously, as we said, the proper kavanas. But as far as the Seder, what we're willing to skip first is really lower down. Now, there are others that argue that Eli Rabba and Pert Oz Yashir much earlier. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, number one, he Pert Oz Yashir much earlier, also says, Mizmor Soda, the poskim don't speak about it. And it's and because you know it's only a few pesukim, you know, usually not running. Doesn't make a few seconds won't make a difference in a, you know, and if you're even if you're running late, and it's like it's so it's pashut that you should definitely say Mizmor LeSoda, and that should never be skipped, and to, even if you have barely enough time to say just Ashrei, to obviously say Mizmor LeSoda doesn't take up that much time. That was how the Aruch HaShulchan understood it. The Eli Rabba did not. So by those there is a diyun, and it's not so clear, and but the Eli Rabba holds that the Mizmor LeSoda and Zoshir come at the end, after the Tehillim and Divrei Hayomim parts, but before the regular miscellaneous Pesukim of second part of Hodu and Yichavot. So that's as far as the weekday is concerned. On Shabbos, if one comes late on Shabbos, so the Pesukim, the weekday Pesukim of Zimra has Kadima over the Hosafas that we say for Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, all the Vakadik Pesukim de Zimra that comes first before the Hosafas that are said on Shabbos itself. Now, within the Shabbos Hosafas, there is also a certain Kedima. A person has a little time to say some of the Shabbos Hosafas. Nishmas comes first. That's in the top of the list. As you mentioned before, Nishmas Kochai is the Gon, the Chayim beings from the Gon, that's considered Birkas Hashir. And therefore, that's the part of the Etzim. It's very, very Choshev, and Mr. Shem will see a little bit more about that in a second. Next, what has Kedima? There are different Shitas. The Kitzur says that Halo Hagodo, the Kilam Chastos, and Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, those have Kedima before all the other Hosafas for Shabbos. The Chayotim learns, Alpi, the Zohar, that the first three Kapitulach of Hosafas, L'Natzeach, with David and Tfilah Moshe, that has Kedima. And so there's different Shitas exactly what has Kedima within Shabbos. But everyone agrees that Nishmas is on the top. Now comes the Chayotim. The Chayotim is Machadish, and the Mishwar Paschim's like this Chayotim. The Nishmas is not just on the top, but Nishmas is a ikker part of Pesukim de Zimra on Shabbos. And therefore, if you only have enough time for Baruch Shomer Ashrei and Yishtabach on Shabbos, you have to add in that minimum list, also Nishmas. Because it's an integral part of Pesukim de Zimra, at least on Shabbos and Yontif, it's an integral part. And therefore that has to be added in, even that's the minimum, you cannot go less. You have to say the minimum is Ashrei and Nishmas. Others argue, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch argues with the Chayotim. And he writes, brings Makaris, that Nishmas is just a minig. It's not an ikar takana, Pesukim de Zimra on Shabbos. And therefore, if it's just a minig, then we follow a regular rule that the weekday, the Vachadik of Pesukim de Zimra has Kedima. Within Shabbos, he agrees that it's the most chashuv, and Nishma's on the top, but not that it mamish is that it comes before. It's like the minimum with, together with Ashrei. So the Kitzchuk argues with the Chayyotim on that point. But Eben agrees that it's very chashuv to the extent that even those that argue with the Chayyotim agree that if a person forgot to say Nishma, sometimes you're donning Shemin Esrei and you forgot to turn to the Shabbos part, or you're so used to after as Yosher saying Yishtabach. These are not just uncommon mistakes. And you said Yishtabach, you finished, and that's it. Now you forgot to say Nishmas. And as long as the Chazan hasn't started Kaddish yet, you should say Nishmas until Ben Yishai David. David Ben Yishai Adachah Meshichecha, and then stop. Obviously, don't say Yishtabach over again, but just say the Nishmas itself. Between after Yishtava, before the Chazan says Kaddish.
Is there anything, any problem with going out of order?
Yeah, Mr. Shem will discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's,
Just assuming that we're saying Shomar and Yishtava.
Yeah. Now, if a person thought he's running really late, so he comes in and he does the minimum amount of just the halukas, and then he sees later on he has more time, so he's allowed to say psikazima shaloki sidra, and he could if he has more time, he could go back and say depending according to the kedima we mentioned, I'll say hodu. So even though it's out of order, usually we say hodu before ashrei. Now if you say hodu afterwards. Little by little, as he has more time, he could say whichever ones he skipped. And there's no din of kesidron in psikazimis b'dievin, this type of b'dievin situation. Now, all this again, as you mentioned, is because a person is going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, so we allow him to skip psikazimis. Now, if a person, we allow him to skip with him psikazimis. Say he's running so late that he has to skip the whole Sugya Zimra. The only way he'll be able to make Tefillah B'Tzibur is by skipping. He can't even have, doesn't have time to say Ashrei. And saying Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach is a Bracha Levatala. You have to say something in between. You can't just say the Brachas. You have to say what the Brachas are Chalam. So he doesn't have time to even say Ashrei or Baruch Shomer. I mean, there's no time to say any part of Sugya Zimra, the minimum amount of Ashrei. So the halacha is a Shulchan Aruch Paskins that he skips Sugya Zimra completely, including even a minimum, no brachas, no nothing. He goes straight to Yotzer Varechosha, to Birkas Kriya Shema. That's how the Mechaber paskens. And that's what all the Nosei Kalim and the Achronim go like, except for the Mishkanes Yaakov. There's a tour for the Mishkanes Yaakov that the Mishvor quotes a few times that argues on that and says that Sugya Zimra is an Ikar Takonas Chazal. Brought down Piska Kenyam from Shemayim. It's not so clear, we mentioned before, where the Takana came from, Ashi Nesi Gedola, whatever, but it's an Iker Takana, and finally we can start skipping to make Sukkot Zimra, but to just skip the whole Sukkot Zimra and everything, we have no right to do that. I mean, you can't do that. And therefore he argues with the Shulchan Aruch and all the Achronim. It's not so clear if the Chavetz Chaim is bringing the Mishkanes Yaakov down to Paskin like it, or just to be madgish the importance of coming on time and not certainly not coming that late, you have to skip everything. But it's not so clear. Even Daik, is the Mishkanes going like it or just bringing it down? But Lemaisa, we Paskin like all the Achronim in the Shulchan Aruch, that the person Takas should skip the whole Sugya Zimra. One should never come to that extent, but if one is in that matzav, then we go like the Shulchan Aruch. One skips the whole Sukkot Zimra in that case. There are other times where we're allowed to. Let me discuss that. There are other times where we could also be medalig with him Sukkot Zimra in order to. For other reasons. For example, a person in the middle of Sukkot Zimra and realizes he's going to miss Man Kriya Shema. By the time he gets to Birkas Kriya Shema, he's going to miss Man. He's going to miss his Man. So I'm not referring to the Chumash of Lone Avraham. He's going to mamish Mizman Piyushma. So in that type of case, he's also allowed to skip, to follow the Gedarm of the Ilugim in order to be able to say Birkas Kriyushma with the Birkas Kriyushma of Mizmanim. Certainly the person's going to miss, also the person's going to miss Tefillah Mizmanim. He's not going to be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei within Dal Shos. Then again, he skips through Pesukei Zimra in order to be able to daven Tefillah in the proper Zman. So these are other examples where we do skip in order to daven, in order to, for other Inyanim. There's another discussion. There's a person comes so late and there's no way. He's not even if he skips Opsi Gezimra, I mean, he's still not going to make Tula B'Tzibur. But he has a chance of making, of davening, be able to daven with the Shiach Tzibur. Not Tfilah B'Lachash with the Tzibur, but he'll be able to daven with the Shiach Tzibur, with Chazaras HaShatz. Is that called Tfilah B'Tzibur? Davening with the Shiach Tzibur, is that called Tfilah B'Tzibur? The emphasis from the Mashmos of the Ramah, and a lot of the earlier poskim, it's mashma that it's not. That the tefillah b'tzibur is when the tzibur davens together, tefillah b'lachash, and a person davens just with the shiach tzibur, that's not called tefillah b'tzibur. But lemaisa, many the later gedolei achronim, Chassam Sofer and others, poskim that is tefillah b'tzibur. Some sort of time that maybe that's even the real Iker of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay, but even if you don't go that far, but it also is a type of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And a lot of them are Madaik this in the Rambam, that's called Tefillah B'Tzibur, davening with the Shiach Tzibur itself, even though no one else is davening, just you and the Shiach Tzibur, that itself is called, being that he's davening for the sake of the Tzibur, that's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. One of the Nafkaminas is a person allowed to skip Pesukei Zimra, parts of Pesukei Zimra, in order to make, in order to be able to daven with the Shiach Tzibur. And the Maisa, there's enough to be some achan that it is Tefillah B'Tzibur that one could skip. I don't know if one would skip the whole Pesukei Zimra because of that. I'm not sure if you should go that far. But certainly just to skip parts of Pesukei Zimra in order to make Tefillah B'Tzibur with the Shiach Tzibur, with the Chazal HaShatz, one should also attempt to do that, following the Gedarm that we mentioned before.
Is it better to do that and sing more Pesukei Zimra and then do that? Like if you're late, is it better sometimes to sing more Pesukei Zimra and then even if you'll miss feel the Lachash with the Zibor, but you'll be able to cover more ground? So that, is that better to do that?
Yeah, it's better to, because the Dikr, Pashas and the Shulchan and the Nosikam were talking about Tfilah B'Tzibur B'Lachash. So one should do whatever we mentioned before to make Tfilah B'Tzibur B'Lachash.
What exactly is Tfilah B'Tzibur B'Lachash? Is it making you talk about after 2 minutes later after 2 minutes before?
Is it called Tfilah B'Lachash? Yeah, I wasn't planning to discuss that now, but that we'll do that. This is when we discuss Shemoneh Esrei itself and Tfilah B'Tzibur. But I don't think it makes enough Kamina here. I mean, that's the Machlokes Achronim. Here, they want you to try to make to start with the Tzibur. That seems to be with the Kavanah here, that the skip Pesukei Zimra in order that you be able to start downing with the Tzibur. Now, if you didn't do that, is it called Tefillah B'Tzibur? No, that's Machlokes Achronim. Yisrael Shem later on, we'll do that. But we're talking to start. Starting means say within the first three brachas that you're trying to skip Pesukei Zimra in order to be masked, because everyone agrees that the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur is to start with them. Now, whether it is, even if they're in the middle of Modim and you are dying, okay, that's a Machlokes Achronim. It's just saying we can discuss that, we'll discuss that later. But here, the goal is to at least start with them. And we allow you to skip Pesukei Zimra to accomplish that. That's the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur.
You can wait for a later meeting.
Sorry, is that the one? That's my focus on who knew. So. Yeah, it'll make enough Kamina. But we'll hold it off. He'll just feel it. If a person forgot to, if a person skipped, Sukkot Zimra. So the Shulchan Aruch says that one should be mashlim afterwards. Then, Mr. The real context of the Shulchan Aruch is where a person skipped the whole Pesukah de Zimra, then he should mash them and say Pesukah de Zimra after davening. But the Achronim being down, the Hur Din, even if he just skipped parts of it, he should mash them the Pesukah de Zimra afterwards. There might be different levels of Chiyuv. For example, if he skipped the whole thing, maybe then he's Chayuv to mash them afterwards. If he only skipped part of it, maybe he's not Chayuv, but it's a good thing to skip it, to say it afterwards. There are achronim that tie him after that. That's not so clear. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down this musig of hashlama, that you mashlim what you missed after davening. There are those that say you're not allowed to mashlim. Certainly al pi Kabbalah, that the idea of Pesukah Zimra is it's shvachim kaddish baruch hu that it's said before davening, and after davening it's improper, and it's not the right place to for Pesukah Zimra. And therefore, that the Aruch HaShulchan is of the Shita. But that's connected to Shulchan Aruch. And the Pasha says, we're not the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't do Hashlama afterwards. So if possible, one should be Mashem. At least certainly the Iker parts of Pesukah Zimra, the Halukas, if one really had to skip, and didn't even say the Halukas, certainly the main components of the Pesukah Zimra, certainly the Tehillim part of Pesukah Zimra, one certainly should try to be Mashem afterwards.
Is it worse than saying
Pesukah Zimra? Yeah, some say that it's worse. Meaning you're saying a book of honor for Pesukah Zimra. Now, that's all not with the brothers. That Machaber says that you mash them afterwards, but being as a whole machlokas yishonim, can you say the brachas of Baruch Shem Yishtavach after Shemana Esrei? And that we say, sorry, brachas lehakul, and even though one is mash them, say he skipped the hopes of the Zimra, he came so late. When he's mashlim, he says, he'll say the whole Pesukah Zimra, but he will not say the Baruch Shem and Yishtavach. Because a Baruch Shem and Yishtavach is a chelik of, it's like part of tefillah. And therefore, it's said before tefillah. Once you already daven, then you cannot say Baruch Shem and Yishtavach anymore. Rick Vager, based upon this, once you be machadish, that say a person daven, he skipped the whole Pesukah de Zimra, came so late, and I don't want to use the term so stark, but I guess avera goes avera. When a person, a lot of times, you know, this has been a sign when we see this. A person comes late, and next thing he knows, he forgets Yalav Yalav. It's Rosh Chodesh, and he comes late. He didn't hear the clap, and especially happens this happens by Mincha many times, and so you know he had to skip the whole Pesukah de Zimra. He's rushing through Shema. He daven Shemana Esrei, forgot Yalav Yalav. He's got to daven Shemana Esrei over again. So says Rick Vager, listen, you got daven Shemana Esrei over again. Go say Pesukah Zimra with Baruch Shem and Yishtava. Because you can't say it after Shemana Esrei. Because it's like it's a hakdama, it's a chelik of Shemana Esrei that fits in before Shemana Esrei. But if you already daven, if you your Shemana Esrei was not a good Shemana Esrei, you got to daven over again, then we go back and start Pesukah Zimra. I mean, obviously, Birkas Kriya Shema and Shema, he was Yotze. But he'll say Pesukah Zimra, Baruch Shem and Yishtava, and then go right into Shemana Esrei. That's what Rekki Vager wants to tie him. Based upon this psak of Rekki Vager, that just kind of expresses it's a hadgash, it's madgish, the connection between Pesukah Zimra and Shemana Esrei, the Mishavura wants to tie him that Nashim, women are chayavos in Pesukah Zimra. It's not so clear. According to the Shita, that women are chayavos in tefillah. So there's a woman that she makes sure to daven official tefillah, formal tefillah of Shemana Esrei every day, according to that Shita. So we discussed before which parts of davening are Nashim Chayovis or not, as far as the brachas and everything. But what about, according to that Shita, are they Chayovis and Pesukah de Zimra? So Mishra wants to tie into that. We see how connected Pesukah de Zimra is to tefillah, as we see from the Kiddush of Rekki Vager. And therefore, if Nashim are the chayavos in tefillah, they're going like the Shitas Ramban, that they are chayavos in formal tefillah, they're also chayavos in Pesukah de Zimra. Now, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, as the Mishnah himself quotes, and many others, or Kashulchan and others hold that Nashim are paturos in Pesukah de Zimra. Number one, the Kiddush of Rekki Vager is not muskim. Number one, it's totally not. could be talking about Machlokas Rishonim, the Ri and Chachamim Vavansi. If a person forgot to daven, forgot to say Yav Yoga, is it not a Shmonesri at all? But okay, that's a side thing in Kiregir. But this whole Kiddush of Kiregir is not necessarily Muskim. And also the Kesher between Kiregir's Kiddush and the Chiyuv of Nashim Shmonesri Zimra is also not necessarily Mukhrah. And therefore, the Askamas of Poskim is that Nashim are really Paturos from Shmonesri Zimra. Even if they're going to daven, they're careful, they're medakted, they daven formal tefillah, but they are officially paturos from Shmonesri Zimra. It's a nice thing if a woman has time to daven some Shmonesri Zimra, certainly like Ashrei, the Halalukas. That's a nice thing to do. I would not advise a woman to always daven all of it, even if she has time, because a lot of times once they get used to it, it's hard to hold back. Meanwhile, you know, the children aren't dressed and breakfast and baby's crying, and you know they're so used to davening, and it's hard. And when they're told they don't have to daven as much, it's hard for them to change. And honey saw you made on this, so it's a nice thing for a woman to daven some of the exam if she has time, but you know, it doesn't necessarily have to do the whole thing, and it's a lot of times recommended not to do a full psuk de zimra. But they're definitely the pashas is that they're not chayos. Yeah. Yeah. Aren't you
Do they have problems seeing the school of the school? I mean, aren't you
just
saying it's like a Zimmer middle,
and
then it has like
which one
to
I mean, he lost out.
He lost out.
Earlier we made a distinction within Baruch Shem Aron Yishtabach between the Etzem Brachos and the earlier verses before we actually got up to the Bracha. So is there any Inyan to say those afterwards when you're doing Mashim, you know, the Cheshuvah part?
Baruch Shem Aron?
Yeah, before you even get to the real Bracha.
Yeah, we all come that way. That's one.
So when it comes to Shlomo, the whole thing, you shouldn't do. I'm saying if you have time to be Mashim.
Yeah, you don't say any part of Baruch Shem Aron. Now, this is how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this whole, based upon the Rishonim, this whole Seder of Dilugim and Vehule that we've been discussing the whole Shir until now. There are those that are Pi Kabbalah hold that you're not allowed to ever skip any part of the Zimra. Pi Kabbalah is going to be Mahabit the Tzinoros, and the whole Seder at Tzvila, and you cannot do that. And certainly saying Shalok HaSidron and skipping this and not saying that. There's a Hashivas to the order of Shigah Zimra. It's not just that's the way the printer put in the Seder of Chas V'Shalom. And there's a certain Seder. And to the extent that overrides Tehillah B'Tzibur. The Chacham Tzvi and others argued strongly with this and said that, you know, that obviously the Hashivas is true, the Seder is true, but the Maaseh Halacha is that we do skip for the sake of Tehillah B'Tzibur. So there are those that are knowing amongst certain groups of Hasidim, certain groups of Sephardim, that are knowing not to follow this. They always daven, no matter how late they come, they always daven Shigah Zimra straight. And they have what to be Samachan, but the proper Hanaga should really be to follow what the Gedarim brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim. Now,
where are the Shittas who hold that you should say it's true?
It's brought down a different story in the Chacham Tzvi being, you know, okay. Yeah. I don't remember the name of that thing.
Okay.
The Magid, the Malach that learned with the Beis Yosef, with the Machaber, he told the Beis Yosef, you know, make sure to come on time so you're able to daven the full Pesukei Zimra in order, not be Mahabek the Tzinoros. And, you know, so a person who wants to be Machaber, the best thing is to come on time. And certainly if a person is going to be davening by Tzibur, that they know that they daven a fast Pesukei Zimra, a fast davening, then you should really come earlier. You know, get a head start. You're allowed to start saying Pesukei Zimra before the Tzibur begins. Still remember as a child, there's always Yeshiva Bacha that came, you know, he came early and started, you got Talas Tulanan, you know, before, and was in the middle of Pesukei Zimra, and we were chanting Berachas HaShachar in the minyan, you know, and he could talk it down very slow, but then he wanted to make sure that we'll make Tulip at Tzibur and everything, and he got a head start. The Kavachayim adds on that even all these Dilugim are assuming that that's the only minyan you have to daven with. But you walk into a minyan factory And you just, oh, up to Ashrei, good. I'll jump with them, and then I'll skip, and I Chas v'Shalom. I mean, the person has to go to work. Okay, something you have no choice. But if you walk into a meaning factory, something in Borough Park, you can, they're holding in any Zman of Tvila, and you ask, where's the one that's ready to begin in 5-10 minutes? That's the one you ask, you're looking for. You can put in your tazel and daven normally, but to go and start skipping because, that was convenient, when there's other minyanim available, should not be done.
And one change to Beit HaKnesses, that's Shabbos, for example. If you come in, before Nishma, it's kind of very fitting late. If you've got a different shul there.
You should ask the Rav Yishul what he should do. maybe listening to the drasha might override, Dami. I don't know. So now we're ready for the chasima of Psuka Zimra, the bracha that comes after Psuka Zimra, and that's Yishtabach. Yishtabach doesn't start with the bracha. It's a bracha, asmucha l'chaber to Baruch Shomer. And therefore it doesn't start with the bracha at all. And Yishtabach is a bracha kamana to Psuka Zimra, meaning, sometimes people think you come late, I don't have time to say Ashrei. I'll say Yishtabach and Birkas Kriyashma. I mean, you can't say Yishtabach by itself. Yishtabach comes together with the Psukah Zimra, and you say, and it's a bracha achrona to sing Psukah Zimra. There is interesting shaila that there are many tshuvas already in Europe and on Antika tshuvas that discuss it. And this shaila comes up. A person forgot to say Yishtabach. Sometimes he finishes Oz Yashir, and then right then the Chazan says Baruch, and he says Baruch, and he starts Yotzur Baruch Hoshach. Next thing he knows, he's in the middle of Birkas Kriyishma. I didn't say Yishtabach. So can he say Yishtabach, say Bein HaProkim, between Yotzur Maros and Hava Rava? Can he say Yishtabach? Alt Hefzik, it's Bein HaProkim for Mitzvah Veris, you could say. Maybe it's out of place. And once you already started Birkas Kriyishma, how can you say a bracha for a chasim of Psuka Zimra? Or do we say that, no, listen, it still belongs. Maybe after Shemoneh Esrei as we mentioned before, after Shemoneh Esrei, it's too late to say the Baruch Shomer Yishtabach. But at least before Shemoneh Esrei, maybe he still has a chalos of being a bracha of Psuka Zimra. And it's a lot of shakla to tarya and stars, and it's the whole din and achon and machlokes of poskim. It's hard to really be machriya, but lemaisa, in that type of case, a person says yishtabach bein haprakim for missing it before Birkas Kriyishma. One who says the bracha is he has what to be samach on. In that case, the Yishami says that a masapir bein yishtabach liyotzer he's chozim memarchem hamachama. That it's such a, even though it seems like a very small aveira, but to go and talk, and just talk, sichas kumla, to go and speak between Yishtabach and Birkas Kriyishma is enough aveira that according to the Shita, that the Ish HaYodrach Levav is referring to someone who's been closing Marokhan Mahama, that's enough an aveira to do it. We don't pass like that mandamar mission sota, but even according to that mandamar, that's enough of a vera that he's causing merche hamachama. So that's the lacha that one's not allowed to speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Now for dvar mitzvah between Yishtabach and Kaddish is mutter. Dvar mitzvah that he has to do then. Say for example, person davening by an early minyan that he started davening before Mishayakir. He was not able to put on tazel and tefillin yet. So he finishes Yishtabach. By the time he says Yishtabach, it's already Mishayakir. After Yishtabach, before Kaddish, it's a dvar mitzvah. Obviously, he can put on tazel and tefillin. He can put on with the brachas. He can say Baruch Shem. But he shouldn't say all the other additions. But just that's some brachas he's allowed to say on his tazel and tefillin after Yishtabach. But dvar mitzvah, we're allowed to be mafsik then. Sometimes a person finishes Psuka Zimra and the Chazan is not up to Yishtabach. He should say Yishtabach. Why wait to say the bracha achrona? If you finished shira, as yosher, then say yishtava. To go and even, though you're not talking, just shihia, just to wait a long amount of time, just waiting around for the shira of tzibur, is wrong. You know, it's not ma'akev, it's wrong. You should just say yishtava, and then it's a time to wait. So you're allowed to open up your sefer and learn to hear her after yishtava, before kaddish. A lot of times, you finish pesukah zimra early, say yishtava, and then you can go and open up your sefer. Yeah, the post can don on that, but the ma'aser, since it's efshar to learn to hear her, you shouldn't be ma'aser.
Are you including shechet ad also?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a good question. The minhag is not to say shechet ad. The minhag is not to in that type of application. Even though it's not so clear why, but the meaning is to wait in that type of case for the effect of Hamelach. And yes. Now,
if you're in the Shmuel Tzibur, it's better to just finish off and say Kaddish without.
Yes, that's our next topic right now. The this is all talking about. One who's not the Shiach Tzibur. If one is the Shiach Tzibur, and that there are more rights, that being that he has to, that he's going to be saying Kaddish right after Yishtaba, he should not be mafsik between Yishtaba and Kaddish by putting on his tallis and tefillin. So there, and if and he should not be, and sometimes they say there's no minyan yet. There's no minyan yet, so everyone else says Yishtaba, I'm going to wait till they get a minyan. But the one who's a Shiach Tzibur, in that type of case, he should finish Shira or whatever and just wait till there's a minyan to say Yishtabach and even put on his tallis and tefillin before Yishtabach in order that he would not have to be mafsik between Yishtabach and Kaddish. Because the Kaddish is going back on Yishtabach. Sometimes the Chazan already said Yishtabach. You know, sometimes looking for someone to start to daven from the Amud. And this one has a sore throat, and this one doesn't want to daven. And the only one who could daven from the omen is someone who already said Yishtaba. So he's allowed to go up, but he can't say Kaddish just out of the blue. Kaddish is going back on Yishtaba. So the Ramos says, in that type of case, he has to say Kisas Pesukah Dezimra. He should say some Pesukim, say at least three Pesukim, Shir Malos, some Kapitul Tehillim, and Mizmor, say Mizmor Soda, whatever. He has to say some psukim of Shavach, like from Tehillim, and then he can say Kaddish afterwards. But the Kaddish is going on something. You know, the Kaddish is always going on something. It's also a locha that the Ramah and others paskin, based upon the Ramah, and that is, this happens by Mincha, that Mincha sometimes, everyone said Ashrei, and they see there isn't a minyan. So you wait till the 10th person to come in, and right afterwards, the 10th person comes, and then you say Ashrei. And then the Chazan says Kaddish. But what's he saying Kaddish on? He's saying Kaddish on because everyone said Ashrei. That's fine. But there was, Ashrei was never said Beminyan. You can only say Kaddish if it was said Beminyan. And therefore, if everyone finished Ashrei and then the 10th person walked in, the Chazan should say a few psukim. The last few psukim of Ashrei. Over again, and then he could say Kaddish. And these are lochid which a lot are not aware of. A Kaddish Drabbanan, for example. They already finished saying Rabbi Shmuel Meir and everything, they're getting ready for the 10th person to walk in. 10th person walks in, and he says, and then he says Kaddish Drabbanan. I mean, you can't, a Pia Locha, there's a Taz, once a time you could do that in certain cases, but we Paskin, you can't do that. We'll have to say, part of Rabbi Shmuel Meir with the minyan, and then he'll be able to say Kaddish Drabbanan on that.
So the shear for the Skepsek, it has to be an immediate
thing? Yeah. It's hard to give an exact shear.
does he have to say out loud, or can he just say it quietly to himself and then say Kaddish out loud? Last week we were discussing this, and people mentioned that they've never seen anyone do this. So it'd be embarrassing. I'm saying maybe just to say it like, quietly.
It's only better out loud, whether it's enough quietly, it could be. It's enough quietly, it could be. About the drush of the Shabbos is a good question. fact, there, from some Achronos Mashma that the drasha should not be right before Musaf, because what's the Kaddish going on? And that's, there are shuls that Taka give the drasha before Kriya Sotara, or before Ashrei, or Rachamim, before Yom Kippur Kohen, like this. But there's all different minhagim. But the minigo, certainly in shuls where there was a drasha, the minigo was to always, the drasha was to was followed, the drasha was after they put away the Sefer Torah, followed by Kaddish. And these early, very early makaros to this, in the back of the tshuvas Tashbitz, there's other tshuvas from other late Rishonim. This minig is brought down, and it's even brought down. They would dafka do it then because the kaddish is going on the drasha. The kaddish is the drasha is the either the Torah or the shvachim in the drasha. That the kaddish is going on that. And our other site, this family is not considered a hefsek, not considered because it's all divitur and everything. But in that tshuva, which the Chidos Mitzayim to, Kitaka says that the Kaddish is going on the drasha itself. So then.
Right.
And that's the minute you know, you don't say that. They just start and say Kaddish.
That's the minute you say Hashimedo after the drasha? You don't have to.
According to this, you don't have to do it. The general meaning is not to say. The general meaning is not to. So now we're about to say that now comes the Chatzi Kaddish after Yishtabach, and that has to be said with the minyan. And even the Yishtabach has to be said with the minyan to say the Chatzi Kaddish afterwards. And just in the next week's shiur, we'll discuss what's necessary to make a minyan. And this is some of the malachas of Baruch Hu and Bikas Kriyashma.